Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Conversations with Love. I am your host, Rhonda Love, and welcome to my podcast. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. So I need you to call a friend and tell them to pull up, tune in, and let's get this conversation started. Hey, 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 welcome to Conversations with Love. I am your host, Rhonda Love, and I am so excited that you have decided to join my podcast today. And we do have a lot to talk about, and we've got someone in the studio special that I've known for a long, 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 long time.
Who is it?
Oh, Lord, he didn't already interrupt it. What is going on? Just like a kid, for real. Well, I guess since he didn't interrupt it into my little conversation here, or my prelude to my conversation.
Sorry, I talk a little bit. I guess I get it from somebody.
Oh, Lord. Well, let me go ahead and introduce you all to the one and only DJ Love in the house. Woo woo.
That's me. That's me. Yeah, hello, yeah. Hello, hello, hello. What it do? What it do? It's me. L-O-V-E. That's the intro. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. It's okay.
Okay. See, I'm trying to be professional, y'all. And then I've got this young little whippersnapper in here, and he's going through all this drama.
Whippersnapper. That's what the old folks say.
Oh, now he's calling me old. I need some of my brothers and sisters out there and mothers and fathers. Come on, y'all. I need y'all help. I need your help. But no, seriously, we are so excited that everybody is tuned in to Conversations with Love. And today we're going to be talking to none other than DJ Love, better known from his mama as Langston Love or Lang Lang. And speaking of which, let's talk about that name, Lang Lang. We're just going to go right into this conversation.
I know where it's going.
Okay. So do you know why I have called you Lang Lang? Now, I'll be honest. I haven't called you that all the time. Like, some people get a nickname, and that name is, like, who they are. I usually call you Langston, truth be told. But there are times I've called you Lang Lang, right? Mm-hmm. So can you just share with the audience why I call you that? Do you remember?
Yes, I remember.
Okay,
so,
please.
For the audience, my mama and my father, they wanted me to play piano growing up, so they put me in classical lessons. I think Miss Leanne, that was her name? Yeah, Miss Leanne. And I did a lot of different competitions and things like that, and one of the artists, or I guess
pianist,
composer, whatever you want to call it, his name was Lang Lang. He was a Chinese guy. And it's funny because in one of my songs, I actually talk about, I was in the, what was it? What did I say? I can't remember the bar that I said, but something like playing Chinese. Listen to On My Mama. It's in that song. But I just basically say, you know, how I was in competition with the Chinese kids, and being a black boy at that time, it was just always kind of a little... intimidating, but I actually got first and second place in a couple of them, so that's Lang Lang.
That is Lang Lang, exactly, and I remember that so vividly because when I saw his name, I thought, huh, your name is Langston, and he's Lang Lang. I like it, Lang Lang.
We'll take
so
it.
So that just kind of stuck.
That's that Memphis.
That's that
Memphis.
No, it may be some of the Kentucky talk.
A little
too.
Bit of both. They're close enough.
Oh boy! But on a serious note, so Mr. DJ Love, and we're gonna go by your alias name, I guess, DJ Love, because since we're gonna talk about music and what you're striving to, you know, do and be. We'll talk about that, so we'll go by DJ Love. How about that?
That works.
Okay.
All right.
So, DJ Love.
All right, here we go.
Let's talk a little bit about this music, right? And you kind of already shared with the audience a little bit, but how did you really become interested in music first, and then the type of music that you're making right now?
The first intro to music was at Mr. Moore's house. So, big shout out to Leslie Moore.
Uh-oh, Les.
and Ms. Lisa Moore, thank you all for having me over.
Pookie poo.
And then also, shout out to Matthew Moore, their son, because there would be times where we'd be in the basement. And I just remember they always had the gadgets in the basement. And Matthew, specifically, he had a GarageBand. And that's basically, it's a software that you can record songs and music and stuff. And he had a keyboard, too. And again, this is after me playing classical piano. And I remember we were in the basement one day, and he was like, Langston, you want to mess around with this? So I made a little beat off on the piano, and then he showed me how to connect the microphone and put the headphones on, and I could hear my voice. And then that's kind of what started the music. And I'll never forget that day, because I put my first two songs out, and I remember the song goes.
Yes, you actually showed that. Didn't mm-hmm. you put that on I put Instagram it,
it's on
one
YouTube.
Time?
It's on YouTube.
On
but
YouTube.
But I put it on Instagram
it
later,
was.
But I put oh, it on both Lord. Later on. But I said, I had a dream that I can fly. You can sit here and ask questions why. Why I try to be the best that I know I can be. When I look at all my haters, I just see the feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Cut them off like a piece of cheese. I said that.
Yeah, you were really just throwing words out.
Yeah, I was trying.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hey, everybody has to have a start. Now, what I vividly remember is when you were in high school. And remember I sent you that picture because it was like a faded, it was dark. And they were recording you. And that was probably the first time you had, I think, demonstrated your vocal cords and the rapping part, mm-hmm. if you will, when you were in high school at Tate's Creek.
Yeah.
Creek Creek.
Shout out to Creek Nation. Yeah. But yeah, that was my intro. And then I guess what got me into the, I don't know what flip switched when I just kind of took a little bit more serious, I think, in high school. So I wasn't really recording like that when I was in high school. But when I got to college and I was running track, because I ran track at U of L for a little bit. And at the same time, I kind of got introduced to a couple of people that were making music. And yeah, it was this guy, it was called Amped. It was like a music program that was up there. And I was kind of just going there just to watch and learn. And then one of the guys, Kim Williams, he was like, you know, if you want to record some songs. So I recorded my first little EP. It was called Soul Tape. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
It had the little, and actually it's funny.
Yes, I do.
Because Uncle Mac and Aunt Riri, they kind of helped me make that. I just thought about that. They helped me make
the design
on the tape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, I do
and
remember that.
And that was my very first project. I don't know if I can, I don't even know if I have that. It's out still. But yeah, that was the first time like running track and then kind of balancing track and music. And I was like, okay, this is what I like to do. More than mm-hmm. track, because I love sports and stuff. But yeah, that was it.
Well, I remember you just made me think of something when you were probably, because you were actually still in a car seat, which is hilarious. And we were driving one day, and I can't remember if it were Aaliyah, but the song that, what was it? You can. Oh, man, I can't even remember the song. But you would just sit back there and you would sing it. And I was like,
I remember you telling me about this. I can't remember
like,
what the song was.
He has a little voice. My goodness. Listen to him. Listen to my little Lang Lang singing back there. But as we move forward, you have put out a couple of EPs, right? And can you explain to some of the people like myself who are older, maybe some of them know, but I really didn't know what an EP was. Literally, I just... saw something on, actually, Tamron Hall, believe it or not, and it was a young lady on there talking about how she did everything. She did she got her studio time, all of that, in creating her own EP. So just give me a little snapshot of, or share with everyone, what is an EP?
So an EP is basically, it's a small composition of songs. So you have an album. Which is, you know, you kind of, it's more serious. Those are the projects that are like 10 to 12, you know, like what you'll see like Michael Jackson put out. But an EP is just maybe, sometimes it can be four to seven songs. So basically just a smaller project. And that's what I've, when you're an upcoming artist, you kind of want to start off with EPs mm-hmm. because most people, you know, you don't, not a lot of people know you, so you got to get people's attention with a couple of songs here and there. But when you get to, you know, like people like Drake or people like that, or Mary J. Blige, they can drop full albums, but EP is just for upcoming artists and they just kind of want to get some music out. So that's what I've been dropping since, yeah, for the last 3 years. So hopefully one day I'll be able to make an actual studio project, which is, you know, I go to the actual, because I record my own music, but, you know, I go to an actual studio, have somebody else record it. I work with different producers and we make the beat from scratch and do all that kind of stuff. And hopefully one day I'll be able to have like a full 10 song album, and then that'll be like the solid project. So
I got you. So who inspires you in terms of musicality? If you had to give me two people.
Okay, two people, I would say J. Cole, and that is a...
And why? And tell us why.
Because he's a storyteller. So if you ever want to go, and I will say he does have some... a little explicit lyrics, but if you listen to his story and behind what the message that he's trying to portray, that's what I really like. Because I feel like a lot of, especially hip hop, you know, the world we live in now, it's just the club party and all that kind of stuff. But he actually kind of talks about, you know, growing up as a kid and, you know, politics, but he puts it in a way to where, you know, he can make words rhyme and stuff like that. And like, he's just a storyteller. So that's what I always try to do in my music. Sometimes I do have my fun songs where it's not so serious, but one thing I like about him is, you know, he can make you really listen to what he's saying. And that's honestly one of the inspirations behind one of my EPs that I had, which was called Maybe They'll Listen, because I wanted people to hear what I was actually saying. Because at the time, there were some things that I was just going through in life, and I'm like, I really feel like if you listen to me, you'll get it. But if you kind of just passively listen, just like, you know, with most music, it's just like, oh, this is a good song, a good beat, but I want you to hear the message. So that was the first one, first person. And then the second one would be John Legend, just because of his singing ability. And like, I'm still learning how to sing. I can sing a little, I can hold a note, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. So it's like you have the storytelling, then you have the actual like sound and what, like hitting certain notes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So well, those two.
And thanks for sharing that. You know, and what I do know is that when you think about music, for all people, all genres of music, in most cases it is about storytelling. I mean, whether you're a country artists do a real good job of storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Rappers, you know, now you know how I feel about rappers. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's all right.
Yeah. But anywho, we gon', you know, yeah, some of y'all, not you all, but they're just, woo, it's too way out. But that being said, I will say that they are still telling a story. Mm-hmm. If you listen to gospel music is telling a story. Whether that's, you know, how someone was feeling about something and all of a sudden they, you know, they have this insatiable love for Christ or whatever it may be, right? But that being said, you know, like you said, they're storytellers. And you mentioned John Legend, and I just want you to go back because you've given shout outs to folks. So who did you hear John Legend through?
That'd be from,
come on now,
Dear Love.
All right.
Bring I remember it. being a kid and just hearing holla, holla, holla.
Of course. Yeah. We done told on you, daddies.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He likes John Legend.
That was
or at least back in the day.
Back in the day. I mean, the new age John Legend, I mean, he's still good, but the old Get Lifted album.
Yeah. He was
dad
just
used to play, he played that all the time. And that's like the one Ordinary People.
Yeah, yeah.
That's still to this day my favorite song out of all time. Because I just remember hearing that in the car, and then I can also play it on the piano. I remember when I was taking piano lessons, Miss Leanne, she was like, what do you want to play outside of, and you remember you got me that John Legend book? And that was the only song that she taught me how to, well, not that I asked to play, was Ordinary People. So
we're just ordinary people.
We don't know which way to go.
Oh, that's it. That's
it. Now you had it right. Yeah.
We're just ordinary people.
Oh, it's okay. You know. Some notes. Oh, you know.
Boy. Okay, I'm going to leave that. I'm going to stick with my song. Something. This is how we do it. Dun, 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 dun. Mm-mm. Dun, 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 okay. It's Friday night. Okay, we're going to stop.
All
okay.
Right, all right, all right.
All right, on a serious note. So here's where we're going to go. I wanted to introduce some of your music to the audience. And so what's your favorite? If you had two favorites, you had
favorite
to pull.
Song.
Mm-hmm. Your top two.
I would say On My Mama.
On My Mama.
But it's like if you look it up, for those of y'all that might want to research or go listen to my music, it's O period M period M. So it's O-M-M. But that's, you know, stands for On My Mama. And that's one of my favorite ones. And that's off of the Love, my Love EP. Then I would say All a Dream. And that's just the single. It wasn't on the EP. So quick background. You have in music, you have singles, which is when people just drop a certain song,
just one
single song. And then you have the EP, which is smaller projects. And you have the album. But yeah, I would say On My Mama, then All a Dream, and then I would say Notice Me, which is another single, but that was more of a fun song. But I would say Get Better. There's a song called Get Better that's on my Maybe They'll Listen project. So I like that one. That's one that hits deep in my heart and my soul. But those are my favorites.
Well, I'll share with you my favorites. You have one that you really haven't put out. You put it out briefly, but I don't think you put it out long enough. And it's I Know. And then, like you said,
funny.
Notice Me and For the Moment. So, and I like For the Moment because it's a fun, uplifting song. So, yeah. So can we connect up your music and let's just play
a couple. Hear it.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick little pause and we'll let y'all hear a couple of songs and we'll play them all the way through. But yeah, we'll play three songs. I'm not going to tell you the title, but we'll see what I pick. It's DJ Love, so we might mix it up a little bit.
Well, I'm not DJ Love, but I'm Rhonda Love and you are listening to Conversations with Love. We'll be back.
Been a long time coming for your boy. Gotta keep the poise, blocking out the noise. Be quiet, rooftop day, we tried it. We might just be better off staying friends in the industry. I can't never let you get to me. Best friends that you show way too much sympathy. Some things I just can't help. And I'ma keep it light, keep it tight, yeah, I know. Treating folk right in my life, yeah, I know. What I like, yeah, I know. Only live once, not twice, yeah, I know. For the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, yeah, I know. I'm just trying to do right, yeah, I know. Hey, yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
That whatever we sending out, whatever message we sending out, get delivered home.
Necesito un momento para escribir. Buenos noches, let me know if I can make it clear. That I'm leaving in the morning, trying to get out of here. And I'm sick to my stomach, I can count the tears. Situations that I hated, I can count the years. I can see it, now I can believe it. Now I can't let no one come deceive me. Maybe they won't believe in me. But I'ma keep it light, keep it tight, yeah, I know. Treating folk right in my life, yeah, I know. You ain't gonna like what I like, yeah, I know. Only live once, not twice, yeah, I know. For the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, yeah, I know. I'm just trying to do right, yeah, I know. Do you notice me? Do you pray about me when you go to sleep? Come and talk to me just like I'm true to see. Don't play with my feelings, don't be true to me. Honestly, I'm hoping you won't fold on me. Situationships, they be so old to me. And I know that's not how it's supposed to be. Yeah, I know it's not how it's supposed to be. How it's supposed to be. How it's...
Hey, 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 welcome back to Conversations with Love. I am Rhonda Love, your host, and we are back. All right, we are back. Back.
Back.
So,
that's the B-I-G.
So here we go, Mr. DJ Love. As we wrap up this conversation a little bit, I want you to share with the audience, you know, even though you're, what, 25, so alive and still young, and you have not lived as long as I have, but you've lived a little bit. Mm. So if you had some young person that happened to listen to this with their parents, what would you say? What advice would you give them if they were trying to do what you're doing?
Just do it. Like Nike says.
That is truly your philosophy.
Just do it. You know, I've always just been like, I like to just try things and figure it out. Sometimes I look stupid, or it might not sound right, or I look crazy, and I go back and I watch myself. I'm like, ooh, I shouldn't have done that. But sometimes you have to just trial and error. That's what I would say. But I've learned so much through that, instead of just waiting and being afraid of what people are going to think. Like, sometimes you just got to just try things. And for me, it's from the music, you know, trying different beats, or, you know, talking about different subjects. Even like from DJing, like I remember the day I started DJing, it was when I was still living in Louisville. I was on campus, and I just told my roommates at the time, I was like, man, I said, you know, I think I would be good at this. And I rented out a board one day, and I remember they laughed, but I remember that day where I was just like, you know, I'm going to throw a party and just see if who comes. And it was actually at our apartment complex, and it was like a pool party. We had like a pool party right outside of my apartment, and had all these people coming. Like, wow, that showed me. I was like, oh, this is kind of what happens when you just kind of trust yourself and try something new. And that just expanded into everything else from, you know, I do videos and stuff like that. I've put out videos, and I'm like, just shooting them on my phone, and I'm like, well, I don't know how people are going to look at this, but now I have a new job now, and I'm editing videos. But that was after almost two or three years of just doing things for free, from shooting high school football games just to help my coach out, just trying stuff. And even if it don't look good, it's like, hey, at least I'm figuring something out and learning something new. So, yeah, just don't be afraid to just try things. And you might find some things like, oh, I ain't good at this. Let me put that down. But then some things you will, you know, you'll figure out, this is my lane, and this is what's going to, you know, help me get to where I want to go. So, yeah.
Okay.
Just do it.
Yeah. And I will say, I'll take that. But now I'm going to throw the mother wisdom in.
Oh, because. Lord.
Because there is a part of some preparation up in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, because I think you and your brother have helped me in some degree, even with this podcast and just going, you know, just pushing through. I've been trying to do this for the last year and a half. And, you know, I don't want to say you want everything to be perfect, but I would just say, in just doing it, make sure you're doing it right as best as you can. And yes, you will fall. You will make some mistakes. You know, it's not going to be perfect, but you want to just have some sense of order and preparation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the motherly wisdom coming out. I'm just saying.
No, don't get me wrong. I still prepared for everything I did to an extent, like DJing. I remember I got lessons from a DJ before I actually had my party and stuff like that. Like when I did my pool party, I went to him, and then shout out to DJ Deuce. He's also frat too. Shout out to the Alphas.
A5.
Mm-hmm.
06.
Yep. I went to him and I got some lessons from him. And then after that, I went to YouTube and I just prepared myself and did as much research. But then it got to the point where it's like, okay, am I ready? And sometimes you never know if you're ready until you do it. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, I'm actually good at this. Mm-hmm. So it is a preparation. There's a part of preparation, but there's also don't be scared to, because some people are like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready. Is this good enough? Or when I'm making my music, I'm like, oh, should I put this out? I done worked 3-4 hours on it, but mm-hmm. is it ready? And then I keep going back, but I'm like, nah, just go, just do it and put it out and see what they think. And then after that, then you can go back once they get you get good feedback and you're like, oh, they said I should talk less or, or I need to change this camera angle, but you will never know what you have to fix, especially when it comes to things like that. Music and just ideas, or if you want to, I don't know, if somebody wants to do hair and nails or something like that. It's like sometimes you might mess up a head.
Oh, no. You can't mess up a head. You cannot. No, all my sisters out there, everybody.
Nah, you can't do that. No,
they're
don't
sitting
do
back
that,
and they're like,
that's you even for my barbers. You can't be a.
No. Yeah.
But sometimes, but let's say a barber is cutting hair and he's learning certain things, like, oh, okay. This is how I can do this fade a little bit better. I'm just speaking from a man's perspective.
But I hear you. I didn't have that hair messed up from somebody. I knew. Right, well, sisters? No. Well, no to the no to the no.
Well, that's, but you got to practice.
Well, practice on that dummy hair.
Practice on the dummy.
I'm just saying.
You got to, different, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
I hear you. But, well, here's what I will say to you, DJ Love or Lang Lang. As your mother, I have always said to you, I am proud of what you've done with your music because, of course, you know, living in the Love household, we have said, all right, I'm just going to put it out there.
What you say?
That, you know, whatever music you make, don't have it all, you know, all that, okay, I'm going to just call it out, that do ratchet it. Music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, right? Because you can, remember I used to always say, you know, not to say Michael Jackson, so nobody freak out by me saying that, but we all know that, for example, Michael Jackson's music was clean. Right? I'm just saying, right? But he was known internationally. So it's not like you got to have music that's all over the place. But music that you don't have to turn it down because, you know, your two-year-old, you don't want your two-year-old or your five-year-old or your 10-year-old listening to it. Even though now I do know that parents allow their kids to listen to that. But I'm just saying. So I do appreciate and proud of how you've been able to make the music and the quote-unquote rap songs, if you will, without it being bad. And that's the best way I can say it. You know, and hey, people who listen to it, and I've listened to it in my life, yes, 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 I'm not going to sit up here and pretend like I haven't. But I'm just saying, it makes it nice when you can share music with your friends and say, this is what my son has done or is doing, and not be afraid for them to be able to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's great. And you have to also admit how many people can do that. You know, I wonder if some of these other artists could take out all that extra and still be successful. And they probably could, but, you know, we're just in a different society. I'm just saying, and I know you on that young role, but I'm
no,
just...
I was going to say something else.
Oh, okay.
Nah, I say it. It's okay. It's
go on.
Safe space.
Go on, say
no.
It.
It's funny because I actually have... There's been some artists that I've worked with, and let's just say keeping it clean has been a challenge. And they're like, oh, I've never had to do this before. And, you know, so... But it's also interesting because I'm like, that's how my music is, so I'm used to it. But it's crazy how it's a challenge for people to keep things clean. I'll just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into a lot of artists over the last couple of years from doing different features and things like that, which is not any knock on them. But I'm like, you know, let's try to use some other words right now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. And I think from our family perspective, we just know that that's God honoring. When you can do that, it is. And I get people will say, nobody's perfect. We already know that. But I'm just saying, we strive, and we all should be striving. How about that? So that being said, we're going to wrap this thing up, and we're going to sign out with just two more of your songs, one a favorite of yours and one a favorite of mine. So can we go ahead and cue that up and send everybody out? And oh, if you want to listen to Langston's music or DJ Love's music, I'm going to let you direct them to where they can go.
Well, you can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music. Those are the main ones most people have. So those, I try to put all my music or keep it available for everybody. But just look up DJ Love and you can search, just to give you some names. Usually if you just go type in DJ Love and put in, you can put, maybe they'll listen. That project will come up. You can search DJ Love, Love EP. So that's DJ Love, Love EP. You can put DJ Love, Notice Me, any of those, because you sometimes you have to search specific because I'm not a big name yet. So you got to be a little specific when you're typing it in. But maybe one day it'll pop up as soon as you type it in. You'll see my face. You're like, ooh, look at him.
Ooh, but yeah, just wait and see.
On all of that. So.
All right. So we're getting ready to sign out. But as before we leave, I'm going to leave you with my love note for the day. And that is just do it. How about that? How about that? We keep it simple. Just do it. And we're out.
Peace. It's dedicated to all the teachers that never helped me out with nothing. But to all the people that lived above the buildings that I was making music from in, they told me to turn it down. Yeah, they said, turn it down. Reporting live from the 502. What's your sign? I can find your truth. I'll rewind those statements I was making. Do your dreads hang low? Is you Jamaican? I was faking, but maybe not. Maybe yeah, not. It's a man's world, but my girl got a pot of gold. And I don't know if I'm trying to grow, but I'm finna blow up.
I'm finna show up.
The occasion put you on my team, ain't no need for debating. Hitting Robin's roost for the skating. Ooh. Finally got some news, finding out you was hating. Yeah, you was hating. This a cold world, negative degrees, making with the knees stand up. Twerking when you hurting, need your man to man up. Twerking when you hurting, need your man to man up. Man, what? I blame me sometimes. I can't see your knees, oh why? You know I try to make it seem right. When I know you gotta leave my life, my life. I blame me sometimes. I can't see your knees, oh why? You know I try to make it seem right. When I know you gotta leave my life, my life. Living in the moment, I gotta keep it rolling when I face those times. And I need a cup of tea, some company that come for me. It ain't gonna waste my time, it ain't gonna waste my time. Never trip, I don't fall, don't fold, never slip. Get down, we can get down tonight. We can go ahead, spin around tonight. And bounce with it, rock with it, lean with it, pop with it, step with it.
And you can show me the moves you got. And when I'm with you, I won't lose my spot, I won't lose my spot. So show me what you got.